It is Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton, in addition to their huge menu. Every morning from 7 till 8, you get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. For just $10, visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, like you said, we are continuing our theme week on Christmas movies.
Yes.
And today we're talking about How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
Did you ever see the Jim Carrey version of that?
No, I don't think I did.
No.
I did.
It was pretty good.
It was good?
So the Grinch first appeared in a 33-line illustrated poem by Dr. Seuss called The Hubbub and the Grinch, which was originally published in the May 1955 edition of Red Book magazine.
Red Book?
Yes.
All right.
I hadn't thought about Red Book in a long time.
No.
I think my mom used to get Red Book.
Did you really?
I think so. Dr. Seuss began work on How the Grinch Stole Christmas a couple of years later, around the beginning of 1957. Dr. Seuss claimed that he himself was the inspiration for the character.
For the Grinch?
Yes, as his wife's health problems and his dismay with the commercialization of Christmas made him feel very Grinch-ish.
Oh.
As he looked in the mirror one year on December 26th.
Oh.
Dr. Seuss wrote the book quickly and was mostly finished with it within just a few weeks. The book has been adapted many times, first as a 1966 animated TV film narrated by Boris Karloff, who also provided the Grinch's voice.
Yeah.
Coming in at over $300,000 or over $2 million today, the special's budget was unheard of at the time for a 26-minute cartoon adaptation.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a 26-minute cartoon.
It is. It's not CGI. It's just old-school animation.
The special required 11 to 14 months of production time,
wow.
15,000 drawings, 250 background layout drawings, 1,200 character layout drawings, and 60 musicians.
Jeez.
Yeah.
See where the money went.
No wonder. So before his death in 1991, Dr. Seuss refused offers to sell the film rights to his books. After his death, though, his widow, Audrey Geisel, agreed to several merchandising deals, including clothing lines, accessories, and CDs.
CDs.
In July.
What's on the CDs?
I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know. But in July of 1998, her agents announced by a letter that she would auction the film rights of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and this would be the first live-action film adaptation of any Seuss story.
Wow.
Now, to pitch their ideas to Geisel, there were some stipulations involved in this.
All right.
The suitors had to be willing to pay $5 million, 4% of the box office gross, 50% of the merchandising revenue and music-related material, and 70% of the income from book tie-ins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot.
The letter also stated that any actor submitted for The Grinch must be of comparable stature to Jack Nicholson, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, and Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
Additionally, it was stipulated that the estate would not consider a director or writer who had not earned at least $1 million on a previous picture.
Okay.
No amateurs. They wanted the real deal.
This is like a game show,
right?
A contest.
I know. There's a lot of stipulations in there. Yeah. So in September of 1998, Ron Howard signed to direct and co-produce the film with Jim Carrey in the lead role.
Perfect. One of the four that they mentioned.
Jim Carrey. So most of the Whoville set was built on the Universal Studios backlot behind the Bates Motel from Psycho.
I think I saw some of that when I was out there, 2006, 7, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Grinch suit was covered in yak hair, dyed green, and sewed onto a spandex suit. Application of the makeup took up to 2.5 hours. And Jim Carrey regularly and repeatedly described the costume as akin to being buried alive.
Oh, it's got to be terrible day after day.
After one such session, a frustrated Carrey kicked a hole in the wall of his trailer.
Oh my.
It got so bad that his makeup artist left the project.
Oh.
And so they eventually hired someone who trained CIA agents in torture endurance to give Carrey some distraction tactics.
Okay.
That's how bad it was for him.
All right. He's turning into the Grinch.
I know, right? In total, Carrey spent 92 days in the Grinch makeup and became adept at remaining calm during its application.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So in the movie, the Grinch's dog, Max, was played by six different shelter dogs. They came from a rescue called Humane Hollywood, and a trainer spent more than 3 months teaching them certain skills and evaluating their strengths.
That's cute.
And that's very cute, yeah. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas was released here in the U.S. on November 17th of the year 2000. It initially received mixed reviews from critics, though Carrie's performance and the makeup have received praise, and it has since gained a strong cult following.
Oh.
The film spent 4 weeks as the number one film in the United States, and at the time, it also became the second highest grossing holiday film of all time behind Home Alone.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's hard to imagine anybody but Jim Carrey in that role. It's just so perfect for that.
Definitely.
You picked out a record to go along with How the Grinch Stole Christmas, did you, Sarah?
We're going
to
play You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
We'll do it.
By Thurl Ravenscroft.
Here it is, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You drive a crooked horse. It's a Thurl Ravenscroft, and you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record on Legends?
Because we were talking about How the Grinch Stole Christmas as part of our theme week on Christmas movies.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Dr. Seuss based the Grinch on himself.
Jim Carrey went through torture enduring... Endurance. Jim Carrey went through torture endurance training to help him tolerate his Grinch costume.
And in the movie, the Grinch's dog, Max, is played by 6 different shelter dogs.
That's cute.
Yes.
That's adorable.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Have you seen the movie, though? I haven't seen it. You have seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Have you? Is it up to... Because you really like Christmas Vacation. You watch that on the regular.
Well, nothing is really going to top that.
Right.
Nothing is going to come.
So have you just seen the movie once or twice? Or
I think just like once.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe twice.
Fair enough. Maybe thrice.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 times if
you
really.
No, not that many.
Folks want to learn more about How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. That's if you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. You're absolutely right. Well, we look forward to episode 3 of our theme week on Christmas movies. It's coming up tomorrow, 4:10, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith in here with traffic in just a minute. We'll also check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. A dusting of snow tonight, perhaps? He's got the details in minutes.